So, Lucas, you were as soon as I walked in this morning, you came up to me, and this is, I might be talking out of shop here, but you enlightened me that you met me nearly 20 years ago. Can you tell us of that?
I was in Toronto and boys' homes, and I got a day leave and went out with my worker to the studio where you work, and recorded me playing the didge. Yeah, that's where I met you. Yeah,
that was in 1995.
Yeah, it would have been something like that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I just shaved my head. You said I was bald.
Bald, yeah.
And I'm still bald. True. But
because you had the dreads, all the big dreads then,
yeah,
eh?
Long dreads. I had dreads, but to be honest, this is a secret. They were moving without me having to move. If you know what I mean. Yes, they were like octopuses moving on me head, and that's only because I stayed out at a cousin's place in Broadmeadows. Who lives in Broadmeadows? But we won't say. But
long time.
But Lucas, it's so must have been, you know. So you've been inside for nearly all that time, or did you get to go home? Or?
Yeah, I had going home just every year. I just get locked up just every year, in and out. Yeah, since the boys' homes.
No support when you got home, or?
No, I get straight out, straight back in the hallways.
Yeah.
Just drink, didn't have anything.
So, you know, we're asking, in a sense, the right person, what can we do as a community? We're only a radio station, but we do as much as we can. What can we do as a community to support you guys? What needs to happen? What needs to shift in our minds?
I don't know. Just get some programs going and all that, you know. So on the outside too, get help out there. So we can't come back in, you know. Get some mad programs, you know, violence. And that's what alcohol, man, that's what brought me back in.
Is alcohol a big problem in our communities?
Yeah, it is.
Because it's easily accessible, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
All you've got to do is walk to a bottle-o and it's not like Nyandi. You've got to go and search for the Nyandi dealers.
Yeah.
Or drugs, if you're into drugs. But alcohol is so accessible. We can walk into, you know, we're not like black fellas in NT where some of the communities you're not allowed to even access alcohol. But down here, black fellas can access alcohol so readily, huh?
Yeah, true.
Drugs are almost the same thing now. You know, I mean, I used to joke around and say if I moved to the dark side of the moon, I'd find a dealer if I looked hard enough. You know, he'd find me. You know, I remember sitting in the city last time I was out and all I had was a bag of clothes and some money from withheld. And nothing else, and they like gravitated to me almost. They knew I just got out of jail, cashed up. You know, I thought I was going to have to change my name to Jason because that's all I heard. You're Jason. I'm saying no. So yeah, so it's not just alcohol and that now, but with this new ice epidemic, it's everywhere, and it's so hard for us, you know, because that's easier to find than anything else. You know, I might be on my way to 3CR and I'll have to run past 20 of them or 100 of them before I even get close. So, yeah, it's a scary thing, you know.